This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Coming up in just over 15 minutes at 8 o'clock, we'll be joined by Eric O'Neill, former FBI agent who took down Robert Hansen, who recently passed away in prison. He was the subject of the movie Breach from, I don't
Great
know.
Great movie.
Really good movie. It came out probably, I don't know, 12 or 15 years ago. I don't know how old that movie is.
I was going to say 2005?
Yeah, it's been out for a while, but he'll join us coming up at
Could
8,
be wrong on that.
So you don't want to miss that. But we wanted to get into the pretty remarkable body transformation of former NFL lineman Russell Okung, who played in the NFL for 11 seasons. He was a top 10 pick back in 2010. I think he might have also been in the same draft as Trent Williams. I'll have to go double check that. But he played 11 seasons in the league. He won a Super Bowl with the Seahawks in 2014, and we're going to play a clip about his weight loss. And I guess at the end of his NFL career, he was feeling like disillusioned and disconnected from his family. And this is a clip about him and his journey to his weight loss and how he accomplished. He lost 100 pounds and doesn't look anything like the player he was.
And you're right. He was two picks after Trent.
Okay. And he was, I think his playing weight while he was in the NFL was around 310 to 320 pounds. Right. Somewhere in that range. Here he is.
I prayed. I asked for guidance, for wisdom. And it came to me. I knew at that very moment there was one answer. Fasting. Long term. Water only. Fasting. I did it. 40 days. No food. Only water.
I read a whole thread that he has on Twitter. Adam Schefter actually retweeted the whole thread.
What was the total weight loss? 100 pounds?
Over 100 pounds.
Water.
Listen.
That takes so much discipline.
Like,
crazy.
I don't even know. That can't even be healthy. It's impossible to be healthy.
Can't be.
It's impossible. How can you survive only? I know you like, need water.
Don't you need nutrients? Like, is he taking like a
How do you
daily
have any
vitamin?
Energy?
I don't know.
Maybe he took vitamins.
I don't know.
But if you only drink water, where's your energy?
I know. I need a doctor. I need an MD.
5 hour energy.
Water.
Maybe you're slugging some of those.
I mean, I know people do fasting, but 40 days.
That's like intermittent fasting.
Seven days.
That's a totally different animal.
Well, I know, but also some people will do like they'll fast once a month for a weekend or something.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Water.
But to do 40 days is mind-boggling.
I mean, how long do you
He's doing it again.
Yeah, that's it. He goes, there's only one thing left to do it again.
He's doing it again. The guy's going to be 40 pounds. I
mean, because he says it brings better digestion. Obviously, mental state is enlightened.
I actually believe that might be true.
Of course,
you get all those toxins
digestion.
Out of you.
Yeah. You don't have any food in your system.
Clear skin. But this is what he's a lying liar. He said, just remember, the first day is the hardest. I'm guessing about day 30 is probably pretty hard.
I can't imagine.
How do you just deal with like just gnawing feeling in your stomach? It's so desperate for some food.
You have to be so disciplined.
The discipline factor is.
I ate one sheet of a graham cracker on my drive-in along with a Coke Zero, and that was at about 5:10 in the morning.
Are you famished?
I'm starving.
Right now? Yeah,
I can't wait to eat. I can't wait to have my breakfast. Starving.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
And that's 3 hours ago.
I guess the only way I think about it is if once your body gets used to it. I know day 30 sounds like it would be just brutal. But maybe if your body is used to it after the first week.
Right.
It's easier to go through it as opposed to the first day. I couldn't go one day without food.
I could never. Yeah.
If you told me go 24 hours without a morsel of food, I couldn't do it.
Well, right I now. Did it in high school.
I couldn't do it.
And I fainted. Legit fainted.
Yeah. I mean,
passed out.
I made it to 7:20 before I hit the vending machine today. I mean, usually I got to go there by 7.
The only hunger strike I care about is the one from Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell. That's the only. I think about it all the time.
You know, I it was like a year or two there where I was watching all of the Naked and Afraids.
Yeah.
And a big thing is there is like, the, you know, you got to eat what you kill. And
sure.
A lot of those people are completely inept. They can't catch anything. And they just, you know, they're boiling water. They're barely able to start fire, boiling water. And I just don't know how they do it. I go three or four hours without food, and I start to get a little lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
I start to feel
nauseous. I get into a bad mood if I'm really hungry.
Yeah, you're hangry.
You're hangry,
you're
right.
You're super hangry.
I start to wonder if I'm sick because I start to feel like I have a flu coming on. If I'm not eating, I go, oh, am I getting sick? Why am I? And then I realize, oh, I haven't eaten in a few hours.
Sure.
And then I eat, I feel silly.
Yeah, because you're giving your body a boost.
Yeah.
What it needs, what you think
it
needs.
But I tell you what. A lot of the benefits that he's saying you got from fasting, get from sauna. Better skin.
Well, I'd much rather get into the sauna.
Are you getting paid by like a sauna industry insider that we don't know
No,
about?
I really.
Can we look into this, Drab?
I got to come up with my own. I got to come up on my own. I got to put my own branding on it.
Is there a sauna lobbying arm here in D.C.
I'm just
that
big
we don't
on
know
it.
About?
I just think it's very important. Very good for you. You know, a lot of things.
I mean,
are good
he
for
does
you.
Look. I mean, he looks like a totally different person.
Can you imagine if Russell Okung drank nothing but water and then hopped in the sauna 5 days a week?
Well,
he would weigh 80
pounds. He would evaporate.
Pounds.
He would turn
into nothing.
There's no way that's healthy for you.
Can't be.
There's just no way.
Also, if you've forgotten, Russell Okung, I think, was maybe the tip of the spear in the NFL as far as players getting part of their salary delivered in Bitcoin.
Right.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think he did it when it was kind of high.
He might have.
He probably can't afford food.
That's what the zing is. People are saying on Twitter.
It's a good one, Drab. Yeah. Even if you lifted that from somebody on Twitter,
I didn't.
It's a good one.
No, a lot of people are saying that. They're saying LMAO. He can't afford food.
I was so hungry yesterday driving home from work, and I had a couple things I had to do. I had to stop at the post office and do a couple other things.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about food the whole time. Mm-hmm. I thought about stopping somewhere to get food because I was so hungry.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because there was leftovers. I was looking forward to it at the house. And I was so hungry, I walked in. My wife was meeting with someone. We're having a closet redone.
Okay.
She was meeting with that person at the kitchen table.
And that's where you generally eat.
Right. And I was so hungry, I started making the food in front of her. I just pulled all the food out in front of her.
What was it? What were you making?
Raviolis and meatballs.
Did you offer them anything?
No. I just made it myself and ate it right in front of her.
Well, when I come home and the cleaning ladies are still in the house, I just go in the kitchen and I start making food.
It.
I mean, but what am I not supposed to eat?
Your house.
You know what?
I'm hungry.
Yeah. Time now for a round robin. What did you have for dinner last night?
Ooh.
Mine's easy. Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to have to dial in and figure out.
I know. How do you
remember
that
what
so
I had
quickly?
For dinner last night?
I had leftover raviolis and meatballs.
I'm spacing.
Oh, you'll be so
And a glass sorry. Of red wine.
Oh, I know what I had.
I know what
it
I had,
too. It was Dazilli, too. Lido pizza.
Oh, okay.
Half
That's a good
plain.
One.
Half pep, and you'd be sized for the
anchovies.
No
side one with anchovies.
Anchovies.
I like. I sometimes order a side
anchovies on pizza.
Me.
Well, that's bizarre.
That's bizarre.
Appetizer was
anchovies are terrible.
Was a little bit out of the box. I don't know if I've ever ordered this app before. Fried pickle spears with a zesty dipping sauce.
I order those all the time, and they were good, weren't they?
Good.
Yeah.
Of course they were
That's
good.
If I'm going to a bar for happy hour, it's just like my no-brainer. If we're gonna do this, if we're going to go to a bar, we're going to drink and have apps, we're going to have fried
That's
pickles.
Not usually one of my go-tos, but I went with it last night, and it was good.
Yeah. No, last night, remember I told you my wife was complaining, like, what do we have? We don't have something. And so I suggested tuna melt. So we had tuna melts last night. I know that's a thing Jason likes.
Love them.
Yeah, it was like an easy no-brainer. You know, I said let's just use some tuna. We got cans and cans of tuna.
Yeah,
let's use the tuna. We got bread. Let's make some tuna melt.
Pretty sure I only eat tuna cold. I don't think I've ever had a tuna melt.
Tuna melt's actually delicious. I think people sleep on how easy it is to make and how delicious it is.
They're so good.
Yeah. All right, Drabby.
Oh, I came in last place.
Why?
Bag salad.
Hold on. No, any protein on it?
Well, like the Taylor Farms thing. Yeah, I chopped up a little bits of salami, put it in my Italian salad.
Okay. Yeah, no, you barely had protein. You had like 3 pounds.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, piece of lunch meat on top of your salad.
You got to get some protein in there, bro. I thought we were doing a whole thing.
I had to eat the salad.
You cut them up season for dry.
Will you tell people what you did like after the live event?
Well, I went and stared at myself in the mirror for an hour and looked at my photos and called myself a fat F.
Yeah. And what else did you do?
Started fasting.
No, what else did you do?
What did I do?
Did you take a before picture?
I took a before picture, yeah.
Yeah. What are you wearing in your before picture?
Nothing.
I mean, you're wearing underwear.
Underwear, yeah. Valdez takes secret photos. Valdez took secret photos of me.
Oh, he did.
Well, yeah. Not secret. Right. He has them, but he's not allowed to show anybody.
Oh, man, you know how much power you have over
him,
dude.
Oh, man, that's the hammer.
And then
he can show people on Memorial Day 2024.
We're having a big reveal next Memorial Day.
Oh, so you got a year. Okay.
So I put it in the calendar. I have Drab's naked body on my phone.
Drab formation.
Why didn't you have your wife take the picture?
I don't like my wife.
You didn't
see
even
me
want
shirtless.
Your wife. You'd rather
me see
his
body.
Dude, think about that. You'd rather have Valdez see you, like one of the greatest joners in the country.
Well, I'm not trying
this
to sleep with Valdez.
Right.
You might if you want those pictures back.
You might have to do something naughty.
He's got great power over me. He knows it. Yeah. He's abusing it.
I mean, yeah. Is he?
Yes.
Has he already abused
well,
it?
Well, he's teasing me, you know. He told you about it yesterday. It's like the he's got the nuclear foot.
I got the codes.
You know he's showing his friends that you never come in contact with, like Jack.
No, there's no chance I would do that to Drab.
Yeah, I can't betray the trust.
I don't believe that.
He's gonna get DMs. I know it.
Listen, we saw somebody's pictures that we weren't supposed to see. Everyone does it.
Not Valdez. I trust him.
I'm keeping Drab's honor.
He's also in the circle of trust.
So after a beer or two at the Purple Heart Open, you won't?
No, never. I created a folder that I know that I won't be able to
get
to.
A secret folder?
Like I got to go through.
Secret password.
Yeah, I got to go through like all these steps to go find them.
Right. So. All right, hold on.
It won't be Drab. Like on your screen.
So yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not Drab. Trust me, when Drab calls me, it doesn't pop up.
Will you take a picture of his vitiligo?
So yeah,
you have that
one for one.
What, yeah. So that way you have a little something on him.
Sure.
And not sized vitiligo. Like just natural state.
Natural.
I definitely don't want to.
Full Reggie.
Johnson.
Full Reggie. Look at vitiligo. And then that you guys each have, stuff on each other.
Yeah. You have dirt on each other.
Have you, by the way.
Yeah, when one nuke gets launched, the other one goes off. Like NORAD.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, have you done anything in the last week, though?
Yeah. I got a personal trainer, my buddy Cork. I actually stole Valdez's trainer.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Right. Have you had any sessions?
Yeah. 4 days in a row.
Oh, really?
Ooh, look at that. Transformation 2023.
I don't like you asking me about it because I'm trying to keep it low key. Yeah.
Has he changed your diet?
Obviously.
I mean, that's why you ate the salad.
A little bit. Yeah. He screamed at me last night because I had a little soda after the workout.
Who doesn't love soda?
Post-workout soda.
Who doesn't want to
diet kill me for that? I did 300 sit-ups. I can't have a diet Pepsi. Yeah.
You definitely can.
All right. I like it. Good job.
Very good. All right, coming up next, we will be joined by Eric O'Neill, the former FBI agent who took down Robert Hansen, the super spy who recently passed in prison. He's going to join us next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.